Nice. Oh, awesome. Okay. Here we go. Thanks. That was called Among the Trees. Actually inspired by Mary Oliver, my favorite poem by Mary Oliver as well. This next song is called River Patterns, and I have to grab my guitar. One sec.
Step by step, I walk further down the tracks. Train never coming back. Quiet land once touched by man. Breath by breath, I sink slowly in the creek. The underwater current speaks of a curious world beyond to see. Ooh. hidden landscape of your mind repair. I climb higher to the peak, canyons curving deep beneath, echoing lost mystery. Song by song, I sing to the birds in the leaves, tell them what I long to be, knowing that they listen. The hidden landscape of your mind reappear. Ooh, can you hear the rhythm patterns of your soul dance away fear? Hand in hand, we stand strong against the band. Hearts never turning back. From our love we know we have. Ooh, can you hear the hidden landscape of your mind reappear? Ooh, can you hear the river patterns of your soul dance away? Dance away, dance away, dance away, dance away, dance away. Oh, the river patterns. Dance away, fear.
Thanks. That song was actually inspired by Minturn, Colorado. And being on the Eagle River and the train tracks up there and being on the trails among all of the birds and the flowers and thinking about the river and where it was going and then also the source and thinking about going upstream and downstream and all the different movement of the water in the mountains. And this next third song I'm going to sing of this first set is called Shades of Forest. And let me get it prepped with my board here. This is the title track of my newest EP that was just released in June. I hope you all enjoy. This is Shades of Forest.
Shows there's a forest. ashes of flowers, all the ashes, the woody towers, cloud traveling over meadow, through the wind fall as the heat rose. Oh,
we are live here in KGNU's Cabaret Room with Fee Sullivan.
Hello. Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, I love this process of witnessing you with your, you know, you have so many different styles that you're bringing to life, and I would love for you to share a little bit of that with our audience who doesn't get to see this. And they're only in their imagination with it. And
oh, that's awesome. I'm honored to be in that room, actually, for everyone listening. Yeah, right now my setup is, here, let me take this microphone off. My setup is my acoustic guitar, and then I have my Ableton Push 64 pad controller and my audio interface and my fader. And that first song I was actually playing live with different loops and clips and samples and sounds, and it actually had this cool growing sampler of a granular synthesis, like synthesizer for my voice that I recorded, and then it's also live. And so that was kind of the chopped up vocal, I guess, grain collection you were hearing was from that. And then some bells from Lynn's when I was there traveling on my fellowship, and I'm trying to think of other recorded sounds. Those were kind of the major two. But yeah, so playing that one live, and then guitar I was finger picking, and then the other song, Shades of Forest, was the produced version of the song with me singing live. But that was kind of the first setup. So yeah.
Nice. Yeah. And for those of you who don't know, tell us a little bit about you, Fee.
Cool. I'm a Denver based at the moment, actually moving to LA in the fall, but grew up here in Colorado in the Rockies, and an ethereal electronic singer-songwriter, producer, vocalist, opera singer, even jazz singer, all the different influences that have now kind of culminated into what I'm creating today, which I'm currently calling Celestial Forest Dreamsphere, I think, is going to be the new kind of tagline.
I have a feeling it's going to be a genre in and of itself. You know, you're going to go to LA and be like, yes.
Thanks. Oh, I'm honored. Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, totally. Yeah, and that's kind of, I guess that's the gist of my sound right now, but I went to Denver East and I was really into choir. I was always into layering vocals and improvisation and scatting and jazz, and that kind of led me into songwriting. When I went into college, I got more into electronic music and I studied computer science and music, so I got really into algorithmic music and generative music and sound synthesis even. And then later on in my college career, I got really focused in on the human voice and how that is now evolving through technology and how I can use technology to expand my voice and other voices and other sounds, but mainly, yeah, the human voice. I'm very, very passionate about that, into new sonic realms and, spaces. And that kind of led me then into what I was doing post college. I don't know if is it, can I keep going on? Am I going, okay, going, talking too much? But yeah, so that led me into a research fellowship with Thomas J. Watson Fellowship Foundation, and I had a grant to go and study human vocal continuity at the intersection of music and technology around the world. And so basically I was going into all of these hotspots for contemporary sonic experiences, mainly all relating to the human voice and kind of like I was talking about earlier, how it's being affected, extended, transcribed, everything through technology, and then also how traditional voice is maybe being kind of saved, but then also created into new sonic spaces and shifted in that sense. And it kind of took me all over. And then I had just gotten to Argentina when COVID hit and came home, and now I've been going after music full time. So it's been awesome.
How exciting. Yeah. Again, if you're just tuning in, this is Cabaret. We're live here in the KDNU studio in Boulder. Yes, there's waving happening. Can you hear us? Can you feel us waving?
Can you see my wave?
Dr. Decibel, Dr. Feelgood, can you hear us? Can you feel us? Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's the sound team. We're working on new names for each other.
Cool.
Supporting each other. Yes. More music. Yes. Let's listen to more of you.
Awesome. Okay, let's see. So this next little set that I'm going to do has a new song that has not been released yet. I'm very excited for it. I need to get my... Let me see. Actually, I may just go into this song now that it's playing. It just kind of happened. This is called Westwater, also on the new EP. And that's what's happening. Based on Westwater Canyon in Utah and floating on the river.
Sandstone towers rise above me. My eyes wander around in ecstasy. River strength suspends all feelings. The sage, the birds, all free, no ceiling. So be with me, the west water, it speaks to me, the west water, it speaks to me, come fly with me, just be in love with life. Twilight fell, no, slowly falling. Unexplicably, my calling. Stars arriving, dreams arising. Yet river's voice, it's always
Westwater. That is also on the new EP, and that song actually started out as a 10-minute algorithmic kind of generative piece that I then added lyrics to after going down the Westwater Canyon in Utah, and then turned into this. And now I'm going to switch a bit of the vibe from the river flow to kind of more of a dreamscape, dream world. And this next song is a new one. I think I'm going to call it You Again, or Step Out of My Dream. Yeah. People can let me know after they listen. All right. Here we go. Make sure of the volume up. Okay. Is that one. And now, staying in the Dreamsville, Dreamscape, a cover by one of my favorite bands of all time. Let me know if people can guess what this is. All right, here we go.
Changing every day in every possible way, and all my dreams are never quite as they seem, never quite as they seem. I never felt like this before, and now I'm it came from you. Then I open up and see the person falling here is me, a different way to be. Oh, oh. And I want more, impossible to ignore, impossible to ignore. Impossible not to do.
Thanks. And then I guess could I do one more before we go back to maybe I'll go back to the guitar. Okay, I'm gonna do that really quickly. Give me 1 second.
If you're just tuning in, this is Fee Sullivan live here in the Cajun U Cabaret room.
Thanks. All right, so I get the guitar. Also slightly dreamy, I guess. This one's gonna go back to the forest a bit though. This song is called Forest Eyes. It's a love song. Dedicated to someone potentially listening out there. Okay. It's 3 a.m. You hold my hand and walk with me at river's edge. Moonlight shining, it lights your face. Planets dancing on water wave. I love you, my forest eyes, your subtle smile and cosmic mind. Oh, how I miss you. I wish I could kiss you. We hike for hours through grassy grove among the wildflowers till summit shows. I run to the river and dunk my head, see you laughing. At water's bend. Oh, I love you, my forest eyes, your subtle smile and cosmic mind. Oh, how I miss you. I wish I could kiss you. Oh, you're so far away, but the distance between us grows closer every day. I love you, my forest eyes, your subtle smile and cosmic mind. Oh, how I miss you. I wish I could kiss you. Yay. Love. And forest.
Forest love.
Forest love, exactly.
Is that on your newest EP?
I think so, yeah. I think it's going to come out soon. I think I'm going to do an EP of all guitar songs. So I'm excited. Acoustic, yeah.
And I didn't even know you played a Taylor.
Oh, no way.
I didn't even notice. Oh, that's epic. Oh, yeah. Oh, I love it, Taylor.
We're in the flow.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, awesome. I actually realized when I was on my fellowship year and I was doing so much electronic music and then so much with the computer, when I got home, I didn't have my guitar with me when I was traveling, and so I just missed it. And I missed, like, having it on my body and feeling it and just, I don't know, feeling the acoustics of it and the vibrations. And so now I've just been playing kind of nonstop, I guess, for the past few years, but yeah.
And is there an opportunity for the two to blend between?
I think so, yeah. And right now, even too, I'm writing new songs and kind of figuring out new guitar parts. And I actually usually play my electric on stage so I can really just rock out and kind of play the synth with the other synths. So yeah, trying to weave them in more. And I guess they're all kind of connected by this common thread of the inspirations from the natural world and our human connection to the natural world and how we exist and love, I guess, in the natural world. So yeah.
Yeah. Again, for those just tuning in, Fee Sullivan is live here in the cabaret, and we're learning a little bit about process and creativity, the new EP, what's to come.
Yeah, oh, totally. Yeah, I think the guitar EP is definitely what's going to come soon, followed, well, I guess, or actually before that EP will probably be a single that's coming out in September that I haven't played yet, but I'm planning to play later in the hour, so I'm looking forward to that one. But yeah, playing the guitar right now, and one of my favorite instruments for sure. And yeah.
That's awesome.
Thanks.
So yeah, if there's something in particular you want to share with our audience about you, your process, how people can find more information about you.
Oh,
I'm sure
totally.
That they're like, who is this person? This sounds so amazing.
Oh,
I want
thanks.
To know more.
So cool. Yeah. Well, like Rebecca said, I'm Fee Sullivan, and you can follow me on Instagram at Fee_sounds, and that's spelled F-I, so technically Fi Sounds, but Fee Sounds, Fee_sounds. You can find all my music on all of the different streaming services, Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes, Amazon, everything, YouTube, also same thing, Fee Sullivan, and going to pick up the TikTok game soon, so you'll be able to find me with Fee Sullivan there. Yeah, and I'm trying to think, actually, and then you can also find me live, I guess, around Denver, potentially Boulder with a So Far Sounds show. We were talking a bit about that earlier, but yeah, I have a couple of So Far Sounds shows coming up in Denver, one this week, actually Thursday, in Santa Fe Arts District, and then one next week in Rhino and Five Points kind of area, outdoor show, Wednesday night. So those are my new two live shows. And then for people who would maybe want to go up to the mountains for a cool mountain festival, I'll be playing at the Kaya Project, and it's a mountain festival just outside of Leadville happening last weekend of August, and I'll be doing an electronic and guitar sunset set on Saturday, so that's August 27th, I believe, or 26th. So yeah, those are kind of the new big shows coming up, and then with a move to LA in the fall, but then also maybe coming back for some shows. But yeah, that's how you can find me. And I guess I could chat a bit about just like the music and kind of even how I've come to some of this stuff again, or just like even talk about the creativity process. Or
I think that's a beautiful segue, especially for those who don't know Fee Sullivan. And before we do, I would love to just a little bit of information for those who don't know about what So Far Sounds is.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, totally. So it's this incredible community group. Company, but basically started, I don't know the exact date, but basically it sounds from a room is kind of the concept. And the founders of So Far went to a concert, couldn't hear the band at all, invited the band back to their apartment, and that's how So Far was born. And so basically the whole idea and concept is to have and gather around local music in intimate spaces and venues and kind of secretive venues. And so it's kind of this cool give and take of showing people new spots around town and new businesses, but then also like local music happening. And basically you can buy a ticket to a So Far show in a certain neighborhood. And then you are given the location 36 hours before the show, which is kind of fun. And then you just show up at the show and you have no idea who the performers are going to be or the musicians. Unless I'm like telling you right now, but Wednesday, everyone, next Wednesday.
You heard it here. Or did you?
Don't tell. Yeah, exactly.
No, never happened. This never happened.
Exactly. But yeah, and it's really special, and it kind of ranges from, oh man, anywhere to 20 people to even 200. I've been at some venues. Yeah, and it's a really special experience, and I've really loved it and appreciated it so much as a musician and an artist, because I really feel like I can go and express myself and try new songs out and really connect with just other humans who love music. And that's just kind of, I guess, my main goal. And I'm always so honored to be there. So it's a really cool, everyone should definitely go. And they actually, so SoFar Sounds is in Boulder as well. So you can definitely catch a SoFar Sounds Boulder show up here. And they're in 400 cities all over the world too. So definitely check it out when you're traveling. Yeah, just fun to go to.
Yeah, and we're worldwide right now. Exactly. So, you know, people in Amsterdam might be tuning in and they're totally. Like, ooh, so far. I mean, it's, you know, it's like 2 o'clock in the morning there, but you never know.
Oh, no, totally. And definitely, I think it actually started in London too. So it's kind of cool. Yeah. In Boston. But that's where you can find me. And I guess I could go into, what do you think, more music or?
Yeah, let's play music and then come into a little bit of creative process.
Yeah,
how does that sound?
Awesome. Yeah, it sounds awesome. Great. It sounds lovely. I've just been holding my guitar this entire time. So one second. Let me see.
You really did miss it.
Yeah, I did. So much. Oh, I love it. Now I've gotten into electronics, so it's kind of fun. Or the electric guitar, so it's been fun. Okay, this next song. Oh, actually, this is kind of cool. I'll go into this. I do love this song. Put the guitar down. This next song was started... I guess I started writing the song and producing and gathering sounds for it when I was living in Greenland during my Thomas J. Watson fellowship year. And yeah, I just got in there and I didn't know anyone and I was trying to connect with different people I was supposed to work with and volunteer with at the Nuuk Nordeast Culture Festival, which is this incredible all arts festival in Nuuk, Greenland, and basically gathers all of these artists from the entire Nordic region for a week of creativity and collaboration and performance and sharing. And it's, oh, it was so cool to be a part of. But anyway, yeah. And so it was a few weeks before the festival and I was kind of walking around and trying to meet people. And I guess it was kind of this part of my year. And this is a solo year of exploration and research and independent year. And so I was feeling kind of at this point of like, oh, I'm just craving like an interaction with humans and just a connection. And I had been doing a lot of solo kind of, research the previous month. And then it was so cool because I basically got lost in this old shipping dock area and it was like pelting hail. And this is like middle of September. And I was trying to find this office of people I was supposed to connect with for Nuuk Nordeast. And I smelled coffee. So I went into this room and it turns out that it was Greenland's first coffee roastery, which was very cool. And there was the kindest person in there, Sven. And then his wife, Julie, was in there as well. And she turned out to be this incredible artist from Greenland who was doing a lot with kind of like post-colonialism and, just the interaction between Denmark and Greenland and the Faroe Islands, which was really interesting, and doing a lot of work in that area. And so we got to chatting, and then she just invited me over for dinner that night. And so I was so excited, and I was beyond happy, because I was like, oh, I've just been dying to hang out with people, honestly. And and so they had me over for dinner that night, and we had some fresh reindeer, which was kind of wild. And then I went home that night just like feeling so happy and reminded that, like, I don't know, it's just, we're all, just like humans. And if you kind of just try to chat and say hi, it's just, it's really cool. And it's so special when people invite you into your home. And and so it's just, my heart was feeling really happy and full from that. And so that's how this song kind of came about. And then I finished it when I was home, when the pandemic hit and escalated, because we were also all feeling so isolated and alone. And so this song, is just for dreaming and continuing to dream and feel connected with humans, even when we're maybe not together physically, and just knowing that we're all connected. And so this is called We're Not Alone. And I guess not to chat a bit more, but kind of last cool thing about this song is I got to perform it on the TEDx Mile High stage last October, which was really special, with Free Music for Free People, which is really cool, with Monalicious, Mona. And that was a huge honor and actually really cool. Quickly again, sorry, before I get into the song, but there's so much kind of, I guess, revolving around this song. But this song was also part of a project called Timestamp. And I'm not sure if you all heard about it at KGNU, but it's this incredible collection and gathering of over 100 Colorado artists and music that they created during lockdown. Mm-hmm. And it was just released on Bandcamp actually like about a month ago now. And there's an exhibit up still, I think, for maybe a few more days at the McNichols Building downtown, and it's incredible, and Mona put it together and basically sent a call out for all these musicians to send in songs, and there are 7 volumes because there are over 100 artists, so it's a really special project, and I was really honored to be a part of it, and so that's kind of then how the TEDx Mile High happened. But yeah, here's my song, We're Not Alone. Long intro for that one. Yes, all right. Let me make sure this isn't too loud here.
One human, one touch, one rhythm of love. One human, one touch, same rhythm of love. This planet, our home, together we own. This planet, our home, together we own.
Thanks. Mm-hmm. Says we're not alone. Yeah, the moments that we feel alone, but we're not. So yeah. Let's see, this next song. I'm trying to decide how to follow that one. I think I will go, yeah, what time is it? Okay, yeah, I think I'm going to go into, I guess that was kind of a slightly stormy song, so I might kind of keep it into the stormy energy, but powerful stormy energy, not scary stormy. And this next one's called Storm Warning, and this is kind of a summer love song. Okay.
La 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 la, la 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 la. I can feel the tension, storm warning in the the summer, the blizzards come in. Suddenly I hear them, hard footsteps. Now they're running fast for you.
And you can listen to that song on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon, YouTube, all of them.
I highly recommend it live.
Thanks. Thanks, Rebecca.
Which you're getting right now here at Cabaret with Fee Sullivan.
Thanks.
Bringing Hello, her process everyone. To us.
Thanks. Thanks for going into the storm with me, the energetic lightning storm. I'm wondering if I'm going to do another kind of stormy piece before I go into... Yeah, okay. Is that okay? I'm going to go into one. Okay, so this one's also on the EP that just came out, Shades of Forest. That came out in June, end of June. And this is called Dream Star. And this is a song for our current layer in time, whenever that is, past, present, future, and thinking about dreaming. And yeah, my mom, actually, it's pretty cool. I have to credit her with some of my songwriting. She'll leave me. She's an artist, and she'll leave me, and she... kind of writes everything in post-it notes and leaves me post-it notes with cool little just phrases or ideas or words or something that she has seen when she was out on a hike or anything. And so yeah, and this song was back in 2020 in the fall. The election was happening, everything was stormy, very intense, and we were just talking about dreaming and how we just wanted to keep dreaming. And so she left me a post-it note with, yeah, Dream Star on there. And I was like, oh, I love that. And I love the visual of that. And I want to ride on a Dream Star. And so this is the next song, Dream Star.
Yeah, I can just see the rainbow colors coming off your hair.
Oh, thanks. I actually have a few,
too. I know. That's one of the reasons I said that.
Thanks. Shout out to my friend, Fairy Garden, so 727. No, but yeah, she does cool hair sparkles. So I got that at a DJ gig, and now I get them all the time. So I'm also a DJ. Yeah, okay. Here's Dream Star. Dream Star, whoa, whoa, whoa.
return the beauty that we seek. Restore our power and our peace. Return the beauty that we seek.
Listening.
We do want a big shout out to our sound team.
Ooh.
Dr. Decibel and the king of the barrio sounds, Dr. Feelgood.
So awesome.
Our own Motley Crue. Love them so much. And also to Carrie to introduce this opportunity for Fee Sullivan as well.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. This is such an honor. This is so cool to be here. So thanks.
And we're honored.
Thanks for dancing with me.
Of course.
Yeah, Rebecca's dancing over here with me and I'm like loving it.
Hey, you know, if you were live, everyone would be dancing.
Oh, for sure. Oh, thanks.
You know? We do have some time for a little bit more music, and we would love to send, you know.
Yeah, okay, that sounds great. Maybe I'll do actually another guitar. Would that be okay to kind of do a little transition? Okay. This song is actually, let's see. Ooh, oh my. Slightly dreamy as well, so it kind of works. It's about leaving a window open up in the stars and what happens from that window that's left open in the stars. Another love song. I guess I was kind of into the love song vibe for the guitar. Okay. Kind of rocker. I haven't performed this one very often, so I'm excited to share it with you all. This, I believe, is going to be called... I'm not sure. Wanna Do, maybe. Yeah. We'll see. Or Window. Okay.
I must have left a window open somewhere up in the sky. Suddenly I found myself across the world, wrapped up in your eyes. I think I'm falling back in love with you. I'm falling for the stars up in the sky, following the crossing lines. I think I'm falling back in love with you. If only for a day or two, I don't mind. It's what I wanna do. Now I'm in the time warp, 25 hours in the day, thinking in love songs, trying to find the words to say. I think I'm falling back in love with you. I'm falling for the stars up in the sky, following the crossing lines. I think I'm falling back in love with you. If only for a day or two, I don't mind, it's what I wanna do. Ooh, I'm falling, ooh, I'm falling, ooh. it's what I wanna do.
It's another guitar song. Thanks.
That's probably one of the biggest challenges is naming a song. Yeah. You know, it's like naming a child. It's like, oh, this is right. The name I'm giving you. You can name yourself whatever you want, but it's probably a similar process, right?
Totally. Oh, I love that. No, it's true. And I feel like it changes sometimes too. Like I'll have the song for a little while and then I'll be performing it. And I'm like, no, this is just not, yeah. It's calling me with something else. So I will see what happens with this one especially. And I sometimes want to name them not related to the lyrics in the songs. But I don't know if that's, yeah, really allowed in the whole.
Well, especially when we're talking about sensation,
age.
Right? And that vibration and the relationship between it all.
Yeah,
and
totally.
I love the word biomorphism you used in your website.
Thanks. Yeah, totally.
So much of that happens, especially when I'm listening to music or when I'm sensing music and feeling it.
Oh, cool. Oh, yeah, totally. And like thinking about nature and how it inspires so many different things that we interact with from a day-to-day basis, but then also even just... Yeah, and I think about that a lot with my music when I'm creating, sometimes it just starts like I'll be in a, like I'm just mapping my mind, or I'm in like a mind map of creation, and then I'm kind of in this new world, and I feel like with all of my different songs that I write, I'm always imagining being in a new, almost dimension and space, and I'm imagining like how I would feel in this like pink sky world, or how I'd feel if the trees were reaching out to me and I was walking through, and I feel like although they do, but at the same time kind of thinking about what if that kind of surrealist sweetness was happening. And so definitely looking at that a lot. But
well, we're almost at the top of the hour, and I do want to say that Danielle is in studio here for Corriente. So KGNU Boulder, Denver, Fort Collins, thank you, Fee Sullivan, for being here in Cabaret. Do look her up. And maybe just play a little ditty as we segue into the next show.
Oh, like this is a little, maybe a little sneak peek for song that's coming out soon.
Perfect.
So I can totally play that right now. Okay.
Awesome. And again, thank you to our sound team.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me. Okay.
Hung from the sky that Tuesday night. When we came alive, hold me now, kiss me soon as we dance under the moon, electric blue.
Yeah.
cute. Thanks. Thanks again.
Woohoo.
Oh, thanks
Yay.
So much. Wow, that flew by.
So fast.
Oh, my gosh.
Support comes from Paradise Found Records and Music, formerly Bart's Record Shop, Boulder's source for new and used music. Buying record collections at the customer's location, located at 1646 Pearl Street and open daily at 11 a.m. More information at ParadiseFoundRecordsMusic.com or by calling 303-444-1760.
Support comes from Rebecca's Herbal Apothecary and Supply, connecting our community with botanical medicine products for those seeking to reclaim their health and our collective environment. More information can be found at RebeccasHerbs.com.
You are tuned into KGNU, KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Thank you, Cabaret. And also thank you, Fee Sullivan, for coming in today and playing live music. Every Tuesday from 7 o'clock until 8, KGNU's Cabaret interviews local singers and songwriters. The time right now is 8:02. You are tuned into KGNU's Corriente, playing Latin American music on your Tuesday night. Thanks for tuning in today.
Del volcán, no le tiene miedo a nada, no. Apenas aprendí a caminar, me dejaron solita en la cascada.